while now.
I texted at the same time that I'm talking to you, so. Yep, I sat and played since I talked to you. I sat and played with that 705 and took it all apart and took the two chip diodes off to do the modification to it, put it back together. So, nice toy. I enlisted the TS-480 online, took a couple of pictures, listed it, and somebody already wants me to take it off and meet him in the county north of me and sell it to him. So that didn't take long.
That's actually awesome to be able to move something that quick. Must be a good rig.
It is. That Kenwood TS-480, it'll do so much. It's a great mobile rig. It's a good bass rig. It has a built-in tuner, so it's really quite a radio. But he was trying to whittle it down, and I told him, I said, there's no sense in me giving it away to you, because I'll sell it before the week is up for what I'm asking. So we've kind of come to an agreement. But with that being said, let me open the door and do some CQ announcements. Again, it's good to hear you, Jesse. So CQ, this is KAHJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Standing in for Mr. Jesse, who is joining us. So CQ.
KD0, RSA.
KD0, RSA. Mr. Mo, it's a pleasure to hear you. It's kind of rainy and wet here in Ohio. What's it like out in Nebraska? Over.
Well, we're not getting any rain. I'm west of the 100th meridian, so it's usually pretty dry this direction, east the 100th meridian. They're all getting anywhere from an inch up to 3 inches of rain from Kansas, clear up into South Dakota. Over.
Roger. I saw where the west coast was getting a lot of rain, and of course the northeast got a nor'easter into New Jersey, New Hampshire, and New York. So the weather's been pretty wild. I thought we were having a climate change and everything was warm, but I see there's even snow around you.
Yeah, well, there's snow west of me and some north of me, northwest of me. But right now we got 48 degrees, 54% humidity, and 6 to 13 mile an hour wind out of the north. But it was 15 up to 25, 30 most of the day on the wind. Over.
Roger. Well, my opening statement, Mo, I'll say to you, do you know that little Joe Cartwright, he filmed 431 episodes of Bonanza, and he never accidentally shot anyone.
Yep, that's for sure. He never did. Anyway, good to hear you, Bob, and I could hear Jesse talking, but I couldn't understand a word he said. It was all mumbled. With noise. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Bob. Over.
All righty. Mr. Jesse's not running an amplifier tonight, so he's being a little bit light. So thank you for joining us, Mo. I've got you on the list. I'm going to look and see who else is available. So CQ, looking for check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Well, I'm going to open the door, and my first comment is yes. Little Joe Cartwright filmed 431 episodes of Bonanza, and he never accidentally shot anyone. Huh, that's pretty amazing. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974. Founded by the late Victor, W1WCR. This is the ArianeNet, the gold standard, the real, the great Liberty Net, unlike the fake, Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on The Real and the Great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Looking for some additional check-ins. CQ, CQ, CQ.
JAX.
What's the first part?
Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray.
All righty, Mr. Gary, thank you. I don't have a memorized. I hear so many call letters between down the band and up the band. I just can't remember them all. But thank you for joining us, Gary. How you doing in New Jersey? Are you drying out?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of rain. The wife gave me the report that we had a lot of rain overnight, and I was sleeping like a baby, so I don't know what happened. But in the afternoon, it was clear enough. It was okay.
Well, it always concerns me when someone says they were sleeping like a baby, because that means you most likely wet your pants, because that's what the babies do when they're sleeping.
Okay. I don't wet my pants, but I know where you're coming from.
All righty. I had to say it. I'm in that mood tonight. So thank you, Gary. I'm going to start off by reading something about Alex Baldwin, and we'll see if we have any other check-ins, and then we'll go to Mr. Chelsea. So the weapon was not thoroughly checked before Alex Baldwin fired the fatal shot. Santa Fe, a .45 caliber Colt pistol used in the set of the film Rust, was not thoroughly checked before given to the actor Alex Baldwin, who fired a live bullet in an accidental fatal shooting last week in New Mexico. New details about the incident emerged on Wednesday during the news conference by Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam Medenza and Attorney General Mary Cormick. Oh, she's got a hyphenated name. Atwise. And an affiliate filed by the local, an affidavit, I'm sorry, filed by the local sheriff's department. Medenza was told reporters there is a complacent attitude towards safety on the set before a Thursday shooting that killed the cinematographer. The crew member in charge of the weapons, named Hannah Gutrinza, on the set told investigators that she checked the guns that were found with had no rounds, apparently meaning live ammunition, before the shooting, according to the affidavit filed by the sheriff's office. David Hells, the film's assistant director, told investigators that he should have checked all the rounds in the gun before handing it to Baldwin, but had not done so, according to the affidavit. Authorities had said previously that Baldwin was handed what he thought to be a Colt or safe firearm. All options are on the table. No one has been ruled out at this point. Isn't it interesting? If it would have been a right-wing actor, they would have already arrested him. But since it's Alex Baldwin, who has chastised and vilified Trump supporters and weapons, what is he doing making a movie with a firearm anyhow if he's totally against them? It's like that Clinton Tarantino, who dislikes firearms. But one of the most violent movies I've ever seen was that movie Django Unchained. I've never seen so many people shoot it up. This armor, whose job is formerly known as the film crew's armor, said ammunition was not secured on the set during the lunch break taken before the shooting, the affidavit shows. It's quoted to say that firearms were secured inside a safe during the break, but no live ammunition is ever kept on the movie set. However, I heard on the news today that during lunch breaks and sometimes at night, people bring real ammunition for these long Colt 45s to plunk at cans and targets. Why is there ever live ammunition on a set? That is truly something that shouldn't be done. And then the other thing that I've heard, I won't go ahead and read this whole article, but I've heard it twice in the last week on local media that this cinematographer was stating that her next project was going to be a documentary about Jeffrey Epstein's death and the Clintons. Isn't that an interesting statement? And now she's dead. Huh. With that being said, Mr. Jesse, with your graveled voice, but you're recovering from COVID-19, welcome, and the floor is yours. KG4ZX in the C, KAHAOY.
Hi, very good, Bob. I'm coming in so far.
You're still about 22, 25 over.
Okay, very good. Well, I think as long as signal holds up, I guess we'll be good to go. KHALY and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZX9C. The election fraud state of Pennsylvania, once again, here is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Good to hear you, Mo. Mr. J.S., good to hear you too, sir. Well, let's see. I've been out of the loop for a while, but I just want to make sure that I keep up with what's going on with the election fraud, because it's never going to get published. It's never going to be acknowledged by the mainstream media, so we all know that's never going to happen. So, the best we can, and everybody needs to be aware of what happened. Because Trump won, guys, just letting you know, I got this one article coming off of Gateway Pundit, something I've been waiting to hear for a while, and hopefully maybe something will, maybe one of the dominoes will finally fall. Well, anyway, here it goes. Arizona audit. U.S. Congressman Paul Gosar, there was fraud here. We need to demand that the Attorney General indict. So, the U.S. Congressman Paul Gosar, understand there was fraud in Arizona in 2020 presidential election. He is one of many lawmakers issued General Barnaby to volunteer with the indictment. On Saturday in Scottsdale, Arizona, Congressman Paul Gosar hosted a campaign event with Congress Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, where he told the crowd it's time for Barnaby to pony up and fix the election before 2022. The skeptical voting after the 2020 crown of the century can sign up as local precincts, comedians, and poll watchers to influence election law and make sure it is enforced. Until 2020 needs to be fixed, yesterday in Arizona, Senate President Tim Kaine told the Phoenix radio station that Barnaby has opened a formal investigation into the fraud. But we have still seen no arrest or indictment. Republican state senators will meet this week to draft critical election reform laws and secure 2022. So, this is President Terry Bass, and the attorney Barnaby has opened it up, and will they actually be in the indictment? Well, your guess is probably as good as mine. I feel like he's already been paid off because they have substantial evidence to take care of this and make cases upon many people. If it was me or you out there, they'd had us locked up along with the million people at D.C. So it's a double standard here in this country. Anyway, finish up the story. There was problems, they say, the Congress got it, and everybody needs to contact Arizona County Mark Bobby and demand real action. Bobby is a U.S. Senate candidate. And to win another primary election, again, if he fails Arizona.
Gosser agrees that we need to expand the Maricopa County audit into the other large counties in Arizona where massive discrepancies have been found, including over 100% churning in multiple crime county precincts. So you can't have 100% turnout. You know, that's just impossible. And they know it. Well, anyway, that's my opening article for tonight, guys. And it's good to be back on the air. Hi, this is KG4-93 out of the Lexington State of Pennsylvania once again for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm going to hand it back over to Mr. Bob KHJLY.
Alrighty, Mr. Jesse. Thank you, KG4 and DX Tennessee. You sounded pretty good. You didn't get too winded, and that's a good thing. So, glad you're joining us. Really appreciate having you back. Good you're feeling better. So, with that being said, let me jump out there to Nebraska. KD0RSA, Mr. Mo. What do you got? Anything good for us?
KD0RSA, well, thank you. KAHJOY, you're coming out here on 5. I am having trouble understanding, and Jesse was a 4, sometime bouncing up to 5, but most of the time was in between, down to 4. Anyway, he talked about that Arizona thing, that voting thing, and you need to check into, and maybe you guys already know it, WendyRoger.org. WendyRoger.org. She needs all signatures on a petition that she can get from anybody that is a Second Amendment person, and will sign a petition. She's a 20-year veteran out of the Air Force. She flew fighter jets, so she knows a little bit of what she's doing, and her husband's also a fighter jet pilot. I understood, unless I misunderstood, but we was down to the neighbors, and I got to see that on TV. She was very interesting, so you need to check into that. WendyRoger.org on your computer and listen to what she got to say. She knows the three people that screwed up the votes from Trump and went to Biden, and she's trying to get the district attorney to arrest them and try them. But she's having trouble, so she needs all the support of a lot of people on the petition. KD0RSA, I'll turn her back to KAHJOY, over.
All righty, Mr. Mo, I wrote that down, WendyRogers.org. We will have to bring that up on our computers and look at that website. So thank you. With that being said, let me clear with KD0RSA and go to Mr. Gary in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha in an X-ray.
Okay, KAHJOY, WB2, JAX in New Jersey. Gary, yes sirree. We have a bogus reporting in New Jersey for the governor race. I don't have anything to read, but The Republican Jack Chirinelli is supposedly now 6 points behind the criminal elected man right now, the Phil Murphy. The man is unbelievable in lying, like almost as bad as Joe Biden. Lie about everything, and I think if anybody saw some of the news, Veritas, O'Neill was the owner of it, he had an undercover camera on the,
I guess it was the campaign manager. She sounded Hispanic. I'm not sure if it, and it was Hispanic on the tube. Under her English, description of what she was saying, and they want a mandatory vaccine after the election. They said, "Oh no, not before the election. The independents, and if the people found out that Murphy's going to put the mandate in after the election, just like New York City." He wouldn't get elected. So anyway, that's my news about the election right now. It's just it's so chaotic. Even my grandson, we were babysitting over my daughter's house, her little 2-year-old, great grandson, by the way. Anyway, he said, I'm only 26. He says, and I don't. He's a Marine. He did 4 years in the Marines. He said, I don't recognize things like it was even 5 and 8 years ago. And he's a young guy, so he's really given a description of how radical these cuckoo clocks. I shouldn't even give that a bad word. I could say skunks, but I don't want to disparage the skunk people. So not the people, but the animal. The poor skunk gets a bad rap. Anyway, I'm windbagging like crazy. I see Laura is listening, so I guess she sent me an email, Laura. That was very nice of her. Anyway, back to you, Bob. KAHJOYWB2JAX.
All righty, sir. Thank you. I know New Jersey and Virginia are both being watched very closely by Newsmax, and they're talking about the things like you just brought. You know, the snake in the grass thing. Your state wants to do those mandated vaccines that the crook gets back in, and the state of Virginia, they don't want the parents to have anything to do with the school board or what they teach their children. Over.
Oh, that's a Roger. Yes, sir. I spoke at the school board meeting in August in our town, and I'm hoping that there's 3 people up for election, and I hope independent people get in there. I'm definitely voting for the... there's 6 independents voting against the 3 incumbents. And I tell you, nobody spoke. They were like cowards. And I just tell you, this whole school board stuff, no matter what state you live in, they're a bunch of criminals.
Well, interesting enough, I heard on Newsmax that, you know, the school board association that sent that letter to the Attorney General, the state of Ohio, the state of Missouri, and the state of Pennsylvania have withdrawn from that national school board association because of what's going on with the that crooked Attorney General. Over.
Oh, yeah, I saw a little bit of that. My wife had it on the Fox channel. And how 2 senators, I forget the names of them, but they asked for his resignation, right, and in the hearing today. And, that Garland, he doesn't even belong anywhere. That man is so crooked, and people are saying this kind of stuff. I hope to heck that the people up North Jersey who are heavily... the Democrats, you know, there's a lot of minority people up there. I worked a lot up there when I was driving truck. But anyway, he's a complete 100% hack. And I wish some Democrats would wake up.
Yep, it would be nice if they'd wake up. They're certainly having buyer's remorse. The ones that aren't totally far left are having buyer's remorse with this sippy cup Joe Biden. All righty, Mr. Gary, thank you. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-Ray, and hello to Miss Laura, N2JTT, and Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, and I'll throw in there hello to Paul, who is doing the recording. Good evening to you, sir. So, with that being set. Let me see if I have any late check-in. This is KAJLY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard. Might be a short net. Mr. Jesse. Well, you know what? Let me throw out this one about good old Kamala Harris. It seems like Joe Biden and Harris are getting sworn in as the presidential next in the office. So it's basically the article talking about the first year. An office formerly known as the vice president, which has been sold as a training program for Harris. So she fully prepared for whatever the Biden family makes a whining noise and shuts down. In fact, Biden touted Harris' readiness and vigorously when he introduced her in his running mate in August of 2020 as a not-so-subtle hint for Americans who would be worried about Uncle Joe's continued seaworthiness. Quote, Kamala knows how to govern, unquote. He said, according to the RevCon.transcript. Quote, she knows how to make the hard calls. Oh, yeah, her border decisions have been the hard calls. She's ready to do this job from day one, and we're both ready to get to work. Rebuilding this nation and building it better. Really? Rebuilding the nation, putting our gas prices doubling up. Let's see, where inflation is crazy. Yeah. They're building it better. Okay, I'll quit it living. I'll just read the article. He would, on other occasions, make it clear he was talking about Harris being ready for the presidency on day one, meaning she was just as ready for the job as he was. Not that this was a particularly reassuring. The numbers don't lie, however. The Los Angeles Times recently compiled a trove of information regarding Vice President Harris's calendar. The UK Daily Mail went through it. Not only is Harris drifting further apart from President Joe Biden, the data shows she's missed 206 presidential daily briefings in person since the Biden-Harris administration took over at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If you do the math, that means she's only been present for 9. In January, Biden made it clear Harris was to be included in all the meetings. Biden is returning to practice of having his vice president join for the briefings when they're both in Washington, the official said. The vice president's aide further committed, saying Harris has attended the Oval had attended Oval Office meetings the first week as president, and that is the plan going forward. As of the 275th presidential daily briefings, many of which are in person, the last day Los Angeles Times published her calendar, oh, she attended 69, my hair. She attended 69 briefings out of 275. The article continues, let's be clear, the presidential daily brief isn't just the Oval Offices of what endless morning meetings were. Paul can't stop talking about the grandchildren while he updates everyone on project progress, and Anna makes sure to remind everyone to CC her on expense reports. The daily brief has been presented in some form to the president since 1946, when President Harry S. Truman received the daily summary. Over the years, the PBD has evolved to meet the needs and preferences of each president. In February, she attended 15, and in March, 17. As of October, she's only attended 2 this month. In September, she attended 5, and in August, she just attended 2. In all, 39 of the 69 briefings she attended were in the first 3 months of her administration. So, she's distancing herself from the old boy, but it doesn't give me any feeling of warm and fuzzy, because remember, she only had like a 1% rating when she was running for the office, so she couldn't even go to the last debate because no one wanted to hear about her, and then lo and behold, she's the VP. So, with that being said, let me see if I have any late check-ins, and then I'll move Mr. Jesse. CQ, this is KJY. Nothing heard, Mr. Jesse. K Boy, I'm going to mumble here tonight. I'm getting like you, Jeff. KG4ZX to the C, KAHJOY.
Hey, very good, Bob. Yeah, no problem. Hey, we all have those moments. Thank you, Bob, KAJOY in the Wednesday night living at. Yep. A lot of crazy stuff. I just want to make a couple of comments on a couple of things you said. Well, you know, woman that cackles like a hen, has no clue, can't answer a question, and they have her as the vice president, never seen the border except from a plane window, if any. My God. And they install these people? Shit. And Creepy Joe, he's spitting on young kids and making people feel like some kind of king or something. I don't know what he thinks he is. But anyway, I tell you, it's just crazy how these people are in charge of something when they're actually just, it's a crime shame. Just install government, you know. And they still call this guy the 50th, representing him as a president. What, of China? Because that's the only country he's anything better is China. So I'm assuming that's what he's talking about. Well, anyway, I got this here one article off of InfoWars. Good God. I think J.H. Was talking about it, about the old Phil Murphy. Off of InfoWars.com. Here's the government, Phil Murphy, to allocate $40 million to illegals. Senior advisor reveals that Democrat New Jersey Phil Murphy plans to designate $40 million in taxpayer funds to illegal immigrants. His senior advisor admitted that an undercover team unknowingly speaking to an undercover Project Veritas reporter Wendy Martinez. Murphy's senior advisor divulged the massive amount and how the government can reveal this until after his re-election. So you people up there in New Jersey need to wake up and whether you want to get out the vote or not, it is your obligation to get out there and get this guy out of office. Because he's another crook. You all know it. You could, you didn't do nothing until now to try to change it. So you need to start getting off your can. Go to your money down, people. Turn the damn TV off and start doing something. My God. Anyway, the money was for excluded workers for the undocumented workers, the FEMA tells the journalist. I think it's $40 million, something like that, and to insinuate that much at this point would be political suicide to tell anybody. So if he allocated so much money to the illegals, the journalist there seeking clarification, so he isn't going to say anything right now. Martinez agrees, admitting there's been some money given already. I think that was the $40 million was what they already given, Martinez says, adding New Jersey under pressure. That's just a figure. New York allocated $200 million for excluded workers, but he hasn't said it's because it's suicide for him. Well, you know, these blind bastards need to understand that you're going to get caught one way or the other, and you already been caught. You people just ignore it, just like the media does. Anyway, the undercover footage come as Martinez revealed Murphy's plan to impose vaccination mandates in the state, which he said it won't allow for next week's election. real quick. He was off 4-0 X-ray Charlie.
When Veritas Doctor James Lolino confronted Murphy on the vaccination mandate allegations, the government mandate walked away wearing a crucifix and refused to answer any questions. Murphy faces off again Republican nominee Jack Castellini. Let me see if I can get this right. In the election. Anyway, that's what you guys need to remember. Let me do this for the editor. Charlie, India, Alpha, Tango, Tango, Alpha, Romeo, Echo, Lima, Lima, India. That's his last name. Jack, Charlie. So that's who you need to vote for on November 2nd, guys. Especially New Jersey people. All right, well, anyway, I'd like to go ahead and thank our net manager, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, N2JTT, Ms. Laura, also, and also Mr. Paul for doing the recording. And I thank Bob for filling in so many times during my absence. So it's always good to know that there's more than just people like-minded. This is a family here on 14 on the community net, guys. One more quick thing. Just remember, if you want to listen to it live or hear some pre-recordings, go to libertynetradio.org. Yep, libertynetradio.org. Don't type in anything else. You'd be surprised what you come up. But anyway, this is KG4ZXC. Out of the Voter from San Pennsylvania, I'm going to send it back to Mr. Bob, K-H-J-O-Y, and the Ministry of Liberty. Take it away, Bob.
Roger, roger, Jesse. Yep, libertynetradio.org. Don't put anything else in. You'll probably end up with pictures of children, so you got to be careful of that. So, libertynetradio.org. Jesse, thank you, KG4ZX Tennessee. Let me run down to Mr. Mo again. Mr. Mo, we're getting through this kind of quick. KD0RSA, K-A-H-J-O-Y.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, K-A-H-J-O-Y. I got my NRA magazine today, and on page 74, it says Biden abandons David Chipman. The NRA put a lot of effort, the members, they notified a lot of members, and the members did it, but the NRA done the work, I guess. Just read part of it here. The NRA put a great deal of effort into ensuring Chipman's nomination failed, setting aside $3 million to spend on TV ads, digital ads, mail-ins, and phone calls. We targeted 12 states, focusing on educating our members and others who support the Second Amendment. To this danger of Chipman as ATF director, and urge those who shared our concern and Democrats and Republicans to voice their opinion to the nominee. So the NRA set aside that much money to 12 states, and they notified a lot of people, and they're going to get David Chipman. He's not going to get into the ATF as head of the ATF, which is a good thing. KD0RSA, back to Bob, K-A-H-J.
J-O-Y.
Good.
Thank you, Mr. Moe. So I know that they have said no to him, but I have not heard of any new nominee. Does anything in the magazine talk about a new nominee for that position?
It doesn't say anything about a new nominee, but it says that won't be the end of the fight. We'll have many fights to come. Over.
Roger, roger on many fights to come. That's a true statement. Well, they did a good job. I know they're not perfect, but the NRA is worth being a member. I am a proud member of them. I know there's been some bumps in the road, but I'm still... that's the best organization. Local organizations are good. The Ohio, there's a Ohio Gun Owners Association. I'm sure other states have. So thank you, Mr. Moe, for bringing that to our attention. I appreciate it. KDZ, we're RSA, K-A-J-O-I. Let me jump down to Gary again in New Jersey. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha, and an X-ray.
Okay, thank you, Bob, K-A-J-O-Y, WB2-JAX for ID. Make sure everybody knows that the JAX windbag is on. And I have a couple of notes here I made with Mo. Mo's signal for me is a little scratchy, but he's coming in great. The ATF candidate is a real whack job. I don't know where they're getting all these people. The second thing I want to make is the economic person, woman, she is a Marxist. They found out she's a Marxist. So we're really getting a wheelbarrow full of these crazy people. And I don't think the Republicans have done a good job. And the only thing I really appreciate is the two senators telling Garland that he should resign. But that's only talk. It's just disgusting. But anyway, Biden and Harris are I don't know how to even describe their tyranny and their Marxist ideas that people follow. I just can't understand it. I was an independent for many years, and I changed over to being a Republican this spring, trying to get a person other than Chirinelli, that's his name, Jack Chirinelli. He blundered enough not to get nominated 4 years ago. But anyway, it's really a confusing way to live today. With all the COVID baloney, it's not baloney as far as people getting sick, but I'm just saying all the mandate baloney going on is crazy. But now we have all these criminals in office. I don't know what to say about it anymore. I'm getting really, really ticked off. So back to you, Bob. K-A-8-J-O-Y-W-B-2-J-A-X.
You bring up an interesting comment. The female that they're trying to put in as that economic, I'm not sure what her position is, but she studied at the College of Moscow. She has a PhD, and her thesis was on one world money, one world monetary system. Where does Biden and Harris, they must stay up at night thinking about what wackadoodle they can put into charge of our government.
Oh, it's incredible. And I also wanted to mention here, I wrote a little note, but the RT Network has a Max Kaiser. He was a Wall Street trader. And he's on RT, the Russian television. You know, it's amazing how you got to go to these other off-channel stuff. You can't stick around NBC, especially CBS. Holy moly, I don't know what's coming out of their mouth half the time. And ABC, all of them. Max Kaiser has a report about the economic downturn. He brought up the fact that the Bank of England is so corrupt list all the corruption that went on for the last 200 years with the Bank of England, and also our Federal Reserve, which is a bunch of criminals that are owning our banking system back 100 and something years ago. All this stuff, I don't know how people... I just don't know how it's going to shake out, but it ain't going to be good.
Yes, it's not going to shake out for the benefit of us, that's for sure, because they keep on bringing all these leftist criminals. Look at Buttigieg. He was on maternity leave for 2 months, Department Secretary of Transportation, and Buttigieg is on maternity leave for 2 solid months with his gay husband.
Well, I don't care if he stays out for the whole term of Biden. He can be on maternity leave forever. He doesn't do anything in the benefit of the citizens. So I hope he stays out the rest of the term.
Yeah, that's a true statement. He's not done anything, but nothing's getting done. All right, Gary, thank you. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha and an X-ray. I'm going to jump down and say hi to Laura and Marty again, and to JTT and to IRJ. Let me see if I have any late check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Come now. Go ahead, please.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf, Sierra Tango, Robbie.
Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango. Well, I'm to you. Go ahead and speak.
Yeah, I'm going to just pass this round and get back to me on the next go round.
All righty, sir. With that being said, I'm going to bring up what I have here, the National Review. This was on Stinchfield. Ohio, Missouri, Pennsylvania school board groups leave national association over letter linking parents to domestic terrorists. And the article continued about the participation should not come at the expense of interfering with the board's ability to conduct its business or subjecting individual board members to threats of violence, abuse, or harassment. But dealing with such interference should not be dealt with at a local level, not by federal officials. So they are basically saying they don't want threats, but it shouldn't have been turned into the FBI. And then they were talking a little bit about the good old January 6th crap again. That was on Stinchfield. Rolling Stone fake news based on anonymous sources. So here is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Boy, someone needs to give her a slap down. She stated on October 24th, which is just a couple days ago, quote, "Any member of Congress who helps plot a terrorist attack on our nation's capital must be expelled. This was a terror attack. 138 injured, almost 10 dead. Those responsible remain a danger to our democracy, our country, and human life in the vicinity of our capital and beyond. First of all, these people, the squad, don't care anything about our democracy, and it's an outright lie. Almost 10 dead. There's only one death on January 6th, and that was when Lieutenant Beard murdered Ashley Babbitt. That's the only death. There's been suicides of Capitol Police. That doesn't count. There was a Capitol Police officer that for months they said was hit with a fire extinguisher, but he died of natural causes. That was a lie. The only death was Capitol Police murdering Ashley Babbitt. So, with that being said, I'm at the top of the list on the 73 round, Jesse. What are your final thoughts tonight? KT4, DX Tennessee.
Okay, Bob, and thanks again for being here tonight. And always good to hear you. Signal seems to be holding the phone, everybody. What is a JAX's name? Would again. I did not write his name down.
First name is Gary. Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee.
Okay, yeah, roger, roger. I was trying to keep my notepad in line with you. Hey, very good. This is the people here, too. And I am happy for the Wednesday night meeting. Well, let's see. Everybody seems to be covering on different bases here. So I'm going to bring this one up. Gateway Pundit. Journalists read filthy porn books from school's library at Florida school board meeting. Board member calls police to have them book police removed. Reading obscene content aloud. What? This makes you wonder who's next for voicing your opinion or showing the filth that's already in our school, provided the CRT and all the other craziness that they're forcing down our throats, guys. Well, anyway, let's see. In Orange County, Florida, Tuesday, the Gateway Pundit contributor added that Orange County Public School Board meeting documented the discussion on the legal mask mandate, which is in violation of Governor DeSantis' executive movement mandate. The Orange County School Board is one of a handful of Florida 67 county boards that have floated the governor's order, as said, with cited with the Sanchez administration pending current litigation of the matter. However, shortly before the meeting, the journalist was approached by two concerned parents about sexually explicit books. This has garnered national attention. Let's see, where did I lose myself here? Their child found featured prominently in the library of Boone High School on a book stand promoting the LGBT community during Pride Month. Well, anyway, the book Gender Queer, a memoir by Maya Kabob. It sounds just as perverted as the book. A graphic novel with drawings of explicit in detail depicting interaction between two young men has been inserted into your high school library across America. The guidelines against pornography being provided to minors and paid for by our tax dollars. What the hell has happened to this country when we're putting this type of filth in the library, for God's sake? I mean, you know, we all have morals, and we all have pride, and we have our own way of looking at things, but this is just complete filth, and it should not be allowed, and these people need to be dealt with, the ones who are promoting this type of crap and putting it in our library
for our young children
to get
out of class.
I'd like to begin with, because if they're going to continue this stupid mandate, everybody needs to be aware that vaccines are killing people more than the actual COVID itself. Anyway, genderqueer included countless images of male-to-male sexual encounters accompanied by words that one would expect to find inside a library, adult pornography shop, or gay sex club, or bathhouse. Even so, books was purchased and pushed by school officials at Boone.
high school in Orlando, Florida, despite it clearly violated county's guidelines. Jonathan Fierret, who showed up with his wife to express the outrage over the book being made available and given special promotions by Boone High School staff, told the TGB the following in a joint statement with his wife, Elisa. "We are completely disgusted at this time, evil, and how the OCPS school board principal, librarian, and others would have the audacity to allow this type of pornography filth in our school. It's time to rise up, an army of people and parents that are willing to stand for the morality of our education system," stated Fierret. So when comments commenced ahead of the listed agenda on Tuesday, this GP journalist used his allotted time to alert the OCPS board member situation by reading some of the graphic passages from the book. After reading aloud a portion, just one section, which included characters and genderqueer discussing the use of their devices, performing oral and other lewd acts. I'm not even going to read all that because it's just downright disgusting. Anyway, the OCP chairman, Teresa Jacob, demands this journalist cease reading the passage. After refusing to do so, she instructed the OCP police officer to eject the journalist from the meeting by force. So they're going to continue to stifle our voices if we don't rise up in numbers and start demanding action. Anyway, with no children present at the meeting, it was unclear why OCPS Jacob did not want parents to be made aware of the explicit nature. Probably because he helped write the book, knowing her. Anyway, especially as it violated the district's guidelines. This same school board claims to be interested in protecting children by forced masking and their concern for the moral and ethic well-being of some of the children who are being exposed to pornographic material seems to be non-existent. So anyway, parents sitting in the front row was outraged over the removal of the journalist and excused by the board member, who claimed she had no idea the book was in the classroom, to which the parents replied, "That's the problem. You don't know." So anyway, you guys want to look at it, the video on this, it's on Gateway Pundit. It's probably the top article for tonight, so something to review. If you don't believe me, look it up for yourself and watch the video. That's the only proof we can dang do anymore and show people what is actually happening. And they care about our children? Yeah, they care about them. They're caring about how they can manipulate them into the next level of perversion. All right, this is KG4ZXE, and good to hear everybody in there tonight. Mr. Gary, sounding good over here. And Mr. Mo, I'm hearing you really good too. So, and Bob, you're solid all the way as well. All right, and thanks, Mr. Ralph, for checking in tonight. KO4GST, always good to hear you too. All right, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXE out of the Verde Frog, state of Pennsylvania. Once again, back to KHJOY.
Alrighty, Jesse, thank you for the information. And yes, the school board's allowing this perversion and this critical race theory to be shoved down our young people's throats. And they're just making it so they're against each other. It's amazing how racism is being kept alive on life support by all this leftistness. We dealt with it many years ago, and we're definitely on a path forward until Joe Biden and Kamala Harris got in office. KC4ZX in the sea, thank you, Jesse. I'm going to run out there to Mr. Bo for his final thoughts. KD0RSA, KJY, your final thoughts, Mr. Mo?
KD0RSA, go up here in the master. Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Mom, for finding that tube for me, or I wouldn't be able to even get on the net. Nobody can hear me. I do appreciate that.
WB2JAX. Those guns is a big issue. I think that's going to be a real heartache if they get to take away any kind of rifle or handgun or whatever. It's over completely, because every country in the past that has given up their guns, either voluntarily or from government mandate, they all started to get killed. Little by little, they just take a group of whatever they don't like, and they just kill them. Unbelievable. But anyway, the kids are the ones who are suffering right now. They don't, and you know, they have a till age seven, They are very impressed by what you do and how you act. And then from then on, 7 plus, they start to pick up, you know, their own insights. But if before that, I just read and saw something about a psychologist about little kids. And I believe that that's very true, that these kids are really going to be brainwashed horribly. But Tucker incident, now January 6th, tonight, he said, I got, and any vet that's on, that's listening, you can go on Fox Nation, I believe. I signed up, and it's a free thing for veterans. But anyway, I'm windbagging again. I get off track very, very easily. But he's got a thing. He said he's been working on it for like 4 or 5 months now. January 6th, he's going to bring out, I think it's 3 parts, about all the baloney that they pulled off. Like you say, I think, Bob, that one killing was the Air Force veteran going through that one door and that stupid whatever. Anyway, the Goldman Sachs company is so close to the North Jersey area that our governor right now is a Goldman Sachs pensioner or whatever you want to call it. He's scripted by Goldman Sachs. There ain't no way you can tell me he's not. So anyway, that's the last thing I'm going to say about this issue tonight. And I hope everybody has a good evening. And I'll turn it back to you, Bob.
All righty, Gary. Thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure having you. And thank you for your comments. So please come back again. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha and an X-ray. Good signal here in Ohio from New Jersey. With that being said, I'm going to jump down and say good evening to Miss Laura and Mr. Marty, and to JTT, and then to IRJ. And I'm going to take it to Robbie. Robbie, you get to sum the night up. K04, Golf Sierra Tango. It's up to you, Robbie.
Thank you, Mr. Bob, K-A-H-A-O-Y, Wednesday night, LibertyNet, and I'm going to end it not with a story, but with a word, one simple word, and the word is democracy. And a lot of people would say, what is democracy? Well, by definition, democracy is a system of government in which laws, policies, leadership, and major undertakings of the state or other policy are directly or indirectly decided by the people. The term literally translates into rule by the people, derived from Greek, demokratia, which is coined from demos, people, and kratos, rule. That means we're in control of this, and we need to stop letting these people get away with all this stuff that they're doing. We hired these people, and one thing I learned from 20 years of working in the kitchen, if you hire somebody, you sure as hell can fire their ass. And we need to come together before it's too late and start doing something about what's going on around here, because it's getting too out of control. Too many Americans are suffering. It's unprecedented. This president has the lowest ratings ever. I mean, it's almost inconceivable. I don't know how people could even stand behind this guy after everything he's already done. I mean, it's hard for me to even fathom that somebody would want to even be around this guy. He's creepy. He's weird. He don't know what's going on. He don't understand what the American people. And we need to pull together and do something about this, because if we don't, it's going to be too late, and we're all going to be speaking Chinese. And I'm going to leave it with that, and I want to say thank you to K-A-8-J-O-Y for running the net, and KB4-ZXC, and I hope everybody has a good rest of the week, and everybody be safe out there, and God bless.
All righty, Robbie, you're right. He needs to be fired, but unfortunately we can't just fire the president. But just like they said about the nominee for the ATF, enough people spoke out, and the NRA was involved, and he did not get that appointment. So that's all we can do, and write letters. I'm a big fan of writing my senators. I write my House of Representatives. I even write other senators. I've written Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've written to her. I've written to the Christy Jones. the South Dakota governor, so I've made myself known. So thank you, Robbie. I'm going to sign with you, K04CSD. I got one other person to check on. I see Mr. Dan, November Whiskey 4, November Sierra, came out here and was lurking. So I put you in there, Dan. You got any final thoughts for the Great Liberty Net?
Hey, Brother Robert, this is Dan, NW4 now. I just started whispering when I got done over there, and I'm not real sure, I'm not caught up at all. But anyway, just wanted to stop by and say hello. I may start listening in a little bit more often. Sounds like my kind of piece. So I'll throw it back to you and not tie it up. But anyway, thanks again.
Problem. This one we actually call it that, Dan. And I gotta tell you, the other people that are on here don't know it. Dan has got three little people, all females. I think one's 4, one's 3, and one's 1. And he has a photograph of his 3-year-old with a Jabra headset that's tuned to an HF frequency, and she is such kids. So he is the father of three young little people, and they're keeping him busy. Dan, I'm sorry it's been a quick night. Usually we last longer, but we kind of ran out of people. But that's okay. We went through the list 3 times. With that being said, I'm going to let go of the microphone and see if anybody has a final comment before I close the window. Go ahead, Mr. Mo. WCR, Victor, W9FAM, Vern, KE8INE, Jim, KN4CF, Robert, N3GBA, Mike, W2WCW, Frank, W8MPB, Harvey, K4GAR, Harrison, KB2DYD, Dennis, KE2LO, Eugene, and KI2J, Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. Bless America. God bless our first responders and our soldiers and sailors and airmen. With that being said, 73 is each and every one of you. This is KAHJOY with the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
Thank you, Bob, for running the net tonight, sir. And hey, everybody, Mr. Moe and Mr. Gary, Rob, everyone who's out there on shortwave listening, good to have you, everybody, here tonight. And God save this great country, because we need it. 7-3, Bob, thanks again.
Roger, roger.